Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I really hope that all my listeners are doing well. I hope that you guys are having a great week. And if you're not having a great week, I hope that it gets better from here. If you're not having a great day, it can only get better from here. So I really do want to keep things on a positive note today, you guys. Like, I've been having a really great week since the last time I spoke with you guys. Not much has changed except my confidence. You know, like, I'm feeling really confident in my gift and in my ability to relate to you guys. Like, I'm just in a very happy place right now. And I'm doing my best to embrace this moment. I was thinking, you know, life is really, truly about perspective. You know, we have control of how we view things. And I know sometimes it's hard to change our perspective on life because we go through so much negative stuff. You know, I'm truly a witness to that. You know, I felt like my life was really terrible. You know, and I never knew a different way. You know, when I was in my most depressed moments, I never saw a way out. I just knew that this was my life. I just had to deal with it, and this is what I deserve. Because I'm not saying that I'm the most innocent individual. I've definitely had my share of wrongdoings. And I 100% believe in karma. And I think that a lot of the bad things that happened in my life, I deserved. You know, that may be an unpopular opinion, but I do feel like I deserved a lot of the things that I went through. And for a long time, it was hard for me to just see my life any other way. Like, I knew for sure that I always was going to struggle. I knew for sure that the type of love that I was receiving was the only type of love that I would be able to receive. I didn't see happier days. I didn't see a time where I was flourishing and or even beautiful, you know. I told you guys a few weeks ago, during that time, I never looked at myself in the mirror. I didn't appreciate my own beauty. I didn't have a high value to myself. I accepted the bare minimum. And it was like droplets of water in the desert. Like, I just accepted it for what it was. But with all the work that I've done on myself, honestly, I deserve a better life. You know, and I sometimes still struggle with seeing that for myself. Like, how am I going to get from point A to point Z? You know, like, I want to be at point Z already. But that's why we have all those letters in between. You have to take it one step at a time. If you have a goal or if you envision yourself doing something, it's worth those steps to change your perspective. You know, how you view your life is your reality. No one can make it up for you. You can live in a mansion and think that it's too small. Or you can live in a studio apartment and think that this is the biggest space that I've ever had and be thankful. You know, I feel like sometimes we get so focused on the bigger picture that we just don't even appreciate what we have right in front of us. That journey to get to Z is what makes you appreciate it. If something is given to me, yeah, I'm gonna appreciate it. It's cool. Thank you. But if I have to work for it, if I have to pour my blood, sweat, and tears into it, if I have to dig myself out of the hole that I've been in just to conquer it, it makes it that much sweeter. A lot of the times the people don't see the work that you put in. You know, that's their perspective. They don't see the work that you put in behind closed doors. They don't see those late nights. They don't see those early mornings, the struggle, the tears. They don't see all that. All they see is the results. But you know. You know what you've been through. You know what you've conquered. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't take that for granted. I know in the midst of our struggle, it's hard to think outside of anything else because, I mean, that struggle takes up so much of our space. But the only way to fight it is to change your perspective on your entire life. You know, you're working towards something. But look at where you was a year ago. Is it better? Are you worse? Are you more consistent? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't count yourself out. Because at the end of the day, you are the one that's making it happen. You know, I'm still in shock, you know, from the podcast competition. And just the feedback that I've received. Like, people really believe in me. And you guys know I'm passionate about what I tell you, what I do, all of that. But helping people has always been my number one goal. Because I had to go find help. You know, I had to step outside of myself and go find the help that I needed. Because I had to change something. You know, I was tired of accepting that life. And I just want to be there for someone the way that I needed someone at the time. Because it can make the world a difference. Like, it took me years to get here. If I could cut that time in half for somebody else, great. You know, like, if you can learn from my mistakes, great. If I inspire you to be better, great. I'm here for all of that. You know, it's just hard to wrap my head around my dreams sometimes. But I need to change my perspective because I deserve to live my dream just as much as anybody else. It's always that tiny voice of doubt. It's always there. It's not going anywhere. So don't think that just because you're successful, you don't sometimes doubt yourself. Everyone has doubts. But can we conquer those doubts? Can you do it despite your doubts? Don't let the doubts run you around, you know? Take control of it. I'm going to do it anyway. And that's the only way that we're going to be successful, you know, in any aspect of life. You just have to continue pushing forward despite what you see yourself as now. That doesn't have to be your future. Like I said, I didn't think that I would be out of that situation. I never saw a way out, but here I am, out and thriving. Sometimes, you know, it takes the struggle. it takes being without for you to really appreciate when good things come your way. And don't think that you don't deserve it, because I'm here to tell you that you do. And I'm telling myself this as well, because, man, it's a lot of good things happening in my life. And sometimes I feel like this just can't be my life. This can't be for real. But I deserve this moment. My kids deserve this moment. They deserve to see me happy. You know? I definitely want to take advantage of it. So, I have a announcement, you guys. I'm probably taking a hiatus for a little while. My podcast is going to go... It's going to undergo some revamping, rebranding, some major changes. And I'm definitely going to come back bigger, better, stronger. But the same energy, the same sincerity, the same transparency that I've been giving you guys, but just on a better level. You know, I just truly appreciate this beginning. Like, I started this podcast in 2020. I didn't know what would come of it. But this is really my time to just take advantage of some resources that have been given to me. I'm getting some official equipment, and I just couldn't be happier right now. You know, I'm gonna do some mentoring. There's people who have reached out who want to help me be successful. And you guys have been part of my journey since the beginning. So that will never be forgotten. But when I just think about the potential of reaching thousands, maybe millions of people, you guys, that just excites me. Because I really want to help people. And I'm really just me, you know? Like, for a person to just receive you as you are, that's like the greatest feeling ever. And I just want to keep going, and I want to make you guys proud. So I'm definitely going to be focused, and I have some great ideas for some upcoming episodes. But you guys will be the first to know. I will always come back here and make episodes and make announcements and make sure that the home team gets recognized. You know, like, no matter where I go, I appreciate this start, because it has been a great up and down, all around, like left, right, left, circle, roundabouts, all that. It has been a crazy ride. Like, you guys know my life is crazy. So I just thank you for just being here with me. It's great. Like, life is good right now. And it's gonna get better. Like, if you don't take anything from me, know that I've been homeless. I've been jobless with my kids. I've been abused. I've been neglected. I've been diagnosed, poked, prodded, pregnant, abandoned. I've grieved. I've been excited. I've been angry. I've been happy. I've been everything in between. But I'm still here. And I know if I got some fight in me, that you got some fight in you. I truly love you guys. Like, seriously, you are my heart. And I most definitely will be checking in with you guys soon. If you don't already, follow me on Facebook, because I still post episodes. I still be interacting on my Facebook page. It's Single Mom with Depression Podcast. And if you need to reach out to me via email, singlemomwithdepression2@gmail.com. You can follow me on Spotify. Thank you. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's your girl Katrina, ITZYAGRLKATRINA. And always, if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always here for you guys. Even if I'm not here, go back and listen to one of my old episodes, because that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm always here for you guys. Feel free to reach out to me at any time. And if you need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. And I just want to tell you guys, this is not goodbye. This is a see you later. And until next time, peace.